This time last year, we met Katie Goforth-Elvard, a professor and the new director of music therapy on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. At the time, she was launching the music therapy program here at UTC, which saw successes in its first year, and it's back for a second, deepening its work beyond campus while navigating teaching and learning under COVID-19. We caught up with Katie last week. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here to share about the music therapy program,
which we talked about on Scenic Roots this time last year as you were just getting started. Tell us where things stand now, especially with trying to teach and learn during COVID-19.
What a year has it been for a program that was literally in their first year and we have started year two. I mean, there's so much to share. It's like where to start. We ended the 2019-2020 school year with a total of 8 music therapy students in the program. We are beginning the fall semester with a total of 23 students enrolled in the program. And those 23 students are a combination of degree-seeking students. There are first-time students seeking an undergraduate degree. And then we have our equivalency students who are coming back to earn the equivalent of an undergraduate degree in music therapy to really allow them and prepare them to sit for the National Board Certification Exam to become a music therapist. So we are rocking and rolling right now. I keep hearing from students. I'm already hearing from students who are interested in joining us in fall of 2021. So it is growing and I'm always constantly in awe or kind of in shock a little bit when I do get these inquiries about wanting to transfer into our program or continue to be interested in coming here as a traditional student in the midst of this global pandemic that we have found ourselves in. But it seems to not have impeded our enrollment in our program. It definitely has challenged us clinically. All of our students are required a minimum of 1,200 clinical training hours to be eligible to sit for the board certification exam, and it's also part of the degree program. And a minimum of 180 of those hours are completed at the pre-internship clinical training level. And therefore, they are completing those hours in what we call music therapy practicum. And each practicum aligns with about 42 hours worth of clinical hours. And so this past summer, I had 3 students who were required a music therapy practicum. And I thought, what are we going to do? There's really no clinical setting to be had right now. Most of our community-based partnerships that we have were not opening their doors to anyone other than who needed to be in there, much less had their doors open. Everything was being done virtually. And so I had to get really creative in what was practicum going to look like for these 3 students this summer, because the authentic operational definition of music therapy practicum was not going to apply to this situation. And a lot of creativity and work behind the scenes went into what actually we ended up doing. And we offered music therapy telehealth groups to children with special needs. And it came together so beautifully and was so well received by the community. And so it was wonderful that during such a really high, stressful, impactful time for everyone, the students were still able to do what they needed to academically and clinically, but yet really inspire some positive change within our community. And overall, the first year of the music therapy program has gone extremely well.
That's the clinical side. How are you continuing with instruction at this time? How much of it is in person? How much of it is remotely? How much of it is a mix?
Right now, I would say most of our music therapy courses are a mix of online and face-to-face learning. Being that we're still pretty small, most of my really core academic classes have small numbers. I have 3 students enrolled in music therapy applications this semester. I have 5 students enrolled in music therapy clinical skills. And so with those numbers, we certainly can be in the classroom utilizing masks, social distancing, and maintain everyone's safety and really effectively implement all of these skills and techniques and the knowledge that they need to acquire to be successful out there in the clinical setting, working with all the vast variety of populations that we serve. The challenge that I have right now is we have 13 students enrolled in our beginning guitar class, and all of them are music therapy students. And with that class, we certainly are having to break them up and divide them to where some have that face-to-face opportunity and others have more of an online opportunity, and kind of switch back and forth between each week what one gets and the other doesn't. Certainly, the transition to online learning has really changed the perspective on how do we implement a music therapy class and can we do it other than face-to-face. And yes, we have learned that we can do it online. It's just a matter of planning prior to the implementation of that course, ensuring that the students have everything that they need on their side of the screen to be able to be effective in learning and acquiring those skills and knowledge. So for example, one of the classes that I taught this past spring was music therapy clinical skills. I had 3 students enrolled in the class. We made that transition to online right after spring break, and we were moving into music therapy and drumming. Well, one of the challenges that was presented was, one, trying to do or engage in a synchronous music making experience online, and then them having the appropriate instruments to be able to learn these drumming techniques and then take what they're learning and transfer it to a population that we serve and identifying that goal. And then what evidence-based intervention are we going to use this percussion instrument with? And so one of the things that allowed me to do was learn, well, this worked well, this didn't work well. And then this semester, for those students that are enrolled in music therapy clinical skills, I have put together instrument bundles to send home with them. So then they'll have those floor drums, those non-percussive rhythmic instruments or non-pitch rhythmic instruments to be able to effectively complete all of their assignments and demonstrate their skills. And also what's great about being the sole faculty member when it comes to music therapy, I know what everybody needs and what everyone has had. And those 3 students that were enrolled in clinical skills that didn't really get that authentic drumming and therapy experience, I can certainly integrate that into their course that they're enrolled with me right now. So it's definitely been some highs and some lows when it comes to the online teaching, but I never prior to COVID-19 imagined teaching a music therapy class online.
And what about the clinical aspect this semester?
Yes, so clinically, it just depends on the facility at this point in time, whether they're going to accept outside vendors or outside students or organizations into their facility. We have a total of 7 students enrolled in music therapy practicum this semester. And so that's really ideally 6 or 7 different clinical placements. I like to individualize the experience as much as I can. So it's one-on-one. It's the music therapy student and then the clinical supervisor. And more often than not, that clinical supervisor is me as the board certified music therapist. And that's one of the things right now I'm kind of just wading through the waters. It was really hard to plan for this course during summer, because everything was changing so rapidly and so quickly. Where we can, we want to be face-to-face while, of course, wearing masks, social distancing. If the facility requires any further PPE, like gowns and gloves, we certainly will do that to be able to provide the most authentic experience to the students in the clinical setting, because that's what practicum is. It is going in and doing music therapy. It's treatment planning, session planning, and then implementing those evidence-based interventions and documenting that. And that's kind of like the daily process of a music therapist with every client we work with. And they so vitally need that. And where I can give that to them with their comfort level, I am going to give that to them. But also facilities and organizations that are willing to do telehealth music therapy, we certainly will do that. For example, One of the more ongoing organizations we have been working with is the Lantern at Morning Point. It was originally the one out on Shallowford Road, but now we're with the facility in Collegedale, and they embrace telehealth approach. And it's a different way of thinking about doing music therapy and actually doing music therapy, but it still maintains the authentic therapeutic experience and doesn't alter what we do as far as identifying goals and objectives and implementing interventions and documenting that. It's just really different when it is through a screen. And there's some things to consider, but at the same time, I think telehealth will be a lasting impact of COVID-19.
Tell us more about the work with the Songbirds Foundation. Songbirds, the museum and the music venues are no more, but the foundation continues and you are working with them.
That is correct. So one of our growths in our program over the summer was the established partnership between UTC Music Therapy and the Songbirds Foundation. So I'll never forget the day that the newspaper article was released sharing about the museum closing. My phone was blowing up. I was getting all these text messages because I had shared about our new partnership and I was very excited about it. But the Songbirds Foundation and the Songbirds Museum and venues are completely two separate entities. So what was happening, unfortunately, with the entertainment side of it was not directly impacting what is happening with our partnership. So we have entered a partnership with Songbirds Foundation for their professional instructors to teach our music therapy students guitar. Reed Caldwell is the executive director of Songbirds Foundation, and he reached out to me to say, hey, how can we build our partnership? How can we collaborate together? And I told him my biggest need is the educational piece related to guitar and those beginning level and those intermediate level skills that they need. For me, sure, I can teach them those skills, but my knowledge and skill set is better served within that music therapy discipline because I'm the sole music therapist here. And having someone to come in and teach guitar and teach the skills that they need related to those beginning level and those intermediate skills then allows me to really utilize my music therapy knowledge and skill set much more effectively with them. And they get more of a quality side of Professor Goforth than they do anything else, because then I'm not juggling all these different classes. I'm focusing 100% on the music therapy courses and really helping them develop those AMTA professional competencies that they are required to have at the end of the program.
And you are doing all this from a new setting on campus. Talk about that.
I am very excited to have moved into my new office that is in the newly renovated Fine Arts Center here on campus. It has been a process, I think, for everyone to get here over the last few weeks, but we are in my classroom. It is literally right next door to my office. And so again, it just helps with technology being updated and incorporating that into the class, as well as allowing to use my time during the day more efficiently to be able to serve our music therapy students effectively.
And if people want to find out more about the program, where can they go online?
Absolutely. And one of the things I've accomplished over the summer is expanding the information that is communicated on the UTC Music Division website. Specifically, you can go on to the music therapy page and learn anything and everything you need to know about the program here as far as the overview of who, what, where, when, and what. Why do we do what we do, that we are accredited by all of the specified governing bodies, can look and see what type of coursework a music therapy student takes. If you're interested in the equivalency program, that information is conveyed there to you as well. Contact information for myself and then Jordan Hicks, who's our first year coordinator, is available. And then also to see all of the wonderful resources that are provided to music therapy students as well as future music therapists.
All right, Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.